Today is Cinco de Mayo. This year, the 5th of May is also something else, Square Root Day. NPR's Ari Daniel explains and shows his work.
This all started back in 1981, says Ron Gordon.
I was writing a check in late August. I said, wait a minute, next couple weeks it's going to be 9/9/81.
September 9th, 1981. That was going to be a special day for Gordon because the number of the month, 9, multiplied by the day, 9, would be the year, 81. That is, the square root of 81 is 9. So Gordon called the day...
Well, that's square root day.
And he drummed up a fair amount of press for it.
I probably rolled my eyes and thought, oh, here we go.
This is Linda Gordon, Ron's wife. She draws cartoons for the website that Ron's put together, squarerootday.net, where he's got a handful of other mathematically themed days he's come up with.
When it was 11-11-11 with all the ones, and we called it Ones Upon a Day.
Then, on February 2nd, 2022...
We're going to call it Trump a Day because it goes two-two-two-two. So for me, each of these is just... a little math, a little smile, and a little fun.
Though Gordon's daughter, years ago in elementary school, wasn't so sure.
She goes, Dad, if these are really holidays, how come we have to go to school?
Square Root Day comes along only 9 times each century. So the Gordons say one must celebrate the day when it's here.
We will have square steak with root vegetables cut up in cubes. Well, he will drink root beer. I will sip it because it's not my favorite, but don't tell anybody.
It's a good day to get things squared away, to try to fit a square peg into a round hole, go square dancing, root for the underdog, or watch the pigs root around.
Today is extra special because the year also happens to be a perfect square. That is, 45 times 45 is 2025. Terrence Blackman chairs the math department at Medgar Evers College. He says Square Root Day is a reminder that math is all around us.
It allows us to, you know, in a way, wonder about the world in which we live and the patterns that inform our lives.
Blackman says square roots aren't just mathematical oddities. For example, they matter quite a lot in cybersecurity.
Square root is a very powerful thing. It helps with encryption, decryption, absolutely. It makes a number of the things that we do in our electronic world work and work efficiently.
Back in 1981, when Ron Gordon launched this thing, he was a high school teacher in Redwood City, California. He's since retired. Today marks the 6th time he's actively championed Square Root Day.
And I'm still feeling young, but I'm afraid this is my last mathematical hurrah because I'll be 90 on 6/6/36, so... Ari and the listeners can take that one over.
So here's to Ron Gordon, the square root of 9 cheers to him. Ari Daniel, NPR News.